America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Monday, big Monday. The Dow is way off. I'm almost afraid to look at it again. But it was down like 1,500 points just like 45 minutes ago. So we'll update you on that as we go along. Great to have Victor Jakes, as he does every Monday, comes into studio, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. What do you make of this thing? We've talked about the coronavirus for a couple of weeks now, in fact, even dating back to January, and now we're seeing the Dow is plunging. Are you worried about your 401k?
No, I'm not. And, I mean, this is...
And by the way, I'm not either.
I mean, the question really is always, you know, are you cashing out tomorrow? Well, then, yeah, yes, I'd be worried about your 401k. But if you're going to be in the market for the next 20 years, I mean, you know, people talk about buying low and selling high. Well, you know what the first part of that is? You have to buy low. So I have personally been thinking about putting more money into my 401k.
Can I tell you, I was talking to Rico Waller from Carson Insulation up in Mount House, the beautiful blue building on 50 Highway East. That's what he says. He's invested over $100,000 just in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I won't be doing that, but at least not on that scale. But I mean, it is. It's. I mean, that's the first part of financial success: buying low. So you've got to buy low. I don't. You know, it seems like even in the worst case scenarios, I don't think most businesses are going to have a major long term impact. I mean, I think actually Vegas is kind of situated to probably feel the impact the most. You know, very tourism dependent town, obviously. You know, if people stop coming here, if attendance is down, if conferences cancel, then I think that has some ripple effects throughout the economy, because you know the major employers on the Strip employ a lot of people, and if people aren't coming, you know, they don't need as many rooms cleaned. They aren't going to as many shows. They aren't eating at as many restaurants. And I think you could see some significant effects here. But, you know, for most places, I don't think you're going to see that much of an impact long term, medium term even.
I want to ask you, though, because a lot of people are saying that our politicians are talking us into a panic. Do you believe that? I mean, and in particular, a lot of the Democrats, but I've heard some Republicans talking that way, too, that you know, the end is near.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could say the media is badly motivated, that they're trying to, you know, basically very, very cynically use this as a way to get Trump, you know, to kind of point to him.
Couldn't do it with Russian collusion, but we're going to see if this natural disaster, you know, whatever.
It's so funny because of all the things that have happened, like, this is the one Trump is the least responsible for. Like, he's not over in China selling bats at the open air market, right? Like, you know, this just happens. But I mean, obviously, you know, if the economy is going well, the president gets the credit deservedly or not. If the economy tanks, the president gets the blame deservedly or not. So, I mean, I think there certainly are going to be political ramifications if this continues for the next 6 months. You know, but I just don't think that's going to happen. And especially because the summer is going to come, you know, people, you know, basically the flu dies out in the summer because it gets hotter. And so I think that's a really optimistic sign. I guess my mom lives in Washington State, you know, and about a month ago, she had a really bad respiratory thing before everyone was thinking it was Corona. And I joked with her, well, I'm glad you didn't get this 2 weeks from now because I don't think you'd have coronavirus.
She'd be quarantined for a month.
But I mean, so that's the thing, right? If you are my mom's age, I'm not going to get my mom's age out, but then yes, I think there's reason to take more precautions because the mortality rate for our senior saints is unfortunately much higher than it is for young people.
Let me just ask you though, this whole thing of the coronavirus and you know, sporting events being canceled, a lot of people are saying, and I heard this on one of the Sunday shows yesterday. We've got three guys, all over the two guys, and Tulsi Gabbard. The guys that are still in the race are all in their 70s, all have had their share of medical problems over the years. They are highly at risk. Should they be holding rallies? Should they be traveling the country?
Boy, that's a tough one. I mean, I think you almost are committed, right, as a politician. And if there's some 1 in 100,000 chance of death, you just got to say, forget it. I'm going out there and I'm performing. You know, and actually, they have the best way. They can limit their exposure the most, right? They're not in the crowd. They don't have to do handshakes. They don't have to do the selfie line. They can be in and out. I think the bigger
concern, they're on Air Force One, recirculated air for 3 hours flying out to Vegas, let's say, as the president's going to do this weekend. Is that healthy?
I'm not so worried about him on Air Force One. I mean, I think
what about the other people that are on? Somebody may be infected. A pilot may be, an Air Force pilot may be infected.
I mean, the problem is you just can't know, right? I think the bigger concern is like when he goes to CPAC. There's the big group. Someone shakes the president of the American Conservative Union's hand. What's his name? Matt Schlapp or something.
Yeah.
And then he shakes Trump's hand. And now that there's concern that Trump has been exposed to coronavirus. And, you know, in 2 weeks he may have coronavirus and he may have the best case of coronavirus ever. You know, quite the spin. I think the concern is can you get to an event and get out of an event by limiting your contact? Now, if you're 75, probably not a good idea to go to a rally. I mean,
for instance, if you notice the CAG rallies or the MAGA rallies, he never does the rope line.
Yep.
He gets in, he gets out, he's on his way to the airport, on his way to Air Force One, and he's gone. The only time he does, I saw him at CPAC doing that, shaking some hands. But generally, you don't at the CAG rallies.
Yeah, so I think for the president or for Joe Biden or Sanders, I mean, if you can limit your exposure, then I think the rally is pretty safe. I think the concern is actually more for the rally goers who are sitting in the crowd
in close proximity
with another, you know, 10,000 people or whatever. That's where I would be more concerned.
What about sporting events?
Same thing. I mean, if you're in the high risk group, I mean, if you're over 60, I probably am not going to sporting events for the next month. I mean, if you're 30. I mean, just statistically, it's like getting the flu. I mean, in terms of mortality, from what we know, obviously, you know, we don't know a lot. But, you know, if you're in a nursing home, like, I'd be very concerned because it seems to spread very, you know, that's the population it targets. Yeah. And those are the people, I think, who have to exercise a little more precaution.
More coming up from Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Governor Sisolak held a rare Saturday news conference. It was interesting. It was a news conference, but he didn't take any questions. Go figure. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now. I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name-brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. That's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now, would you? 702-887-1731. Write this number down. You may not need it today. You might need it tomorrow. 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and we're talking about the coronavirus. And are you one of these people that believes that if we wait long enough and the temperatures get warmer, that we'll be done with this thing?
Well, obviously, I'm not a scientist, but, I mean, the flu, there's a reason that the winter is flu season, because for whatever reason, the flu does better in the cold and it has a harder time in the heat. So I'm certainly hopeful that the summer comes and we'll have less concern for it. I don't know what that means. Maybe the spread slows. Maybe we just have a reprieve until next December or something. But obviously, I think the hotter air, just generally is better for killing off the flu.
You mentioned you're not a doctor. You're also not a financial analyst. But as you mentioned, I think earlier, the Dow has tanked like 5,000 points or something, and it's down in the 24,000s. It was up around 29,000 just a matter of weeks ago. Are you confident that people will be okay? I mean, are we to the point yet where everybody should panic and pull their money out of the markets?
Oh, no. Whatever you do, don't pull your money out of the market. Now, if you had, on January 1st, if you had pulled your money out of the market, I mean, congratulations. But the when people talk about buying low and selling high, the instinct is, well, I'm losing all this money, I better sell. I mean, it's the wrong instinct, right? Like, just if you have time, I mean, if you're 5 years from retirement, basically, you're getting everything at a 20% discount, right? You go to the store, they say, we're having a 20% off. You don't think, oh, well, I better return all my other clothes. You think, wow, 20% off, I better buy. So if you have the ability to invest, I don't know what your financial situation is, obviously, but this is the time to buy.
Governor Sisolak held a rare Saturday news conference. It was a news conference in which they didn't take any questions, which I found a little interesting. But in trying to reassure the public that the state's doing everything it can, this was the governor on Saturday.
Nevadans worked together. When we discovered we have two presumptive cases of COVID-19 this week, we didn't overreact. We didn't underreact. We reacted. We took swift action and we worked together. In the past week, there were road bumps and challenges, but every Nevadan should join me in being proud of our local and state health authorities and the collaboration and communication exhibited between our local, state, and federal leaders. We learned lessons, we improved, we identified needs, and we made the calls. I can tell you this, the CDC is listening. This is what Nevada does. We roll up our sleeves, we put titles aside, and we get to work to keep our people safe. We've been tested before, and we came out more resilient than ever. I know that we're ready to face some challenges ahead, but I'm confident that our battle-born spirit can get us through anything. No one agency, elected official, office, hospital, or lab can fix this alone. It takes all of us, and that's what you're seeing here in Nevada. Our community is coming together, and I've heard from all corners of our state how people are stepping up. Health professionals, insurance companies, hospitals, organizations, and more, who are ready to work together for all Nevada.
So what do you make, the governor-in-chief?
Well, I think it's a good statement. I think he's right. I mean, it's not something where, you pass a bill and it goes away, right? Like, you can't be like, we are banning coronavirus from Nevada. It is no longer here. So, I mean, you do have to have the responses. You do need people working together. It's encouraging, obviously, to hear him talk about good coordination between federal and state officials. But same thing, right? If the Nevada economy tanks, it will not be Steve Sisolak's fault, just like it's not Donald Trump's fault. But obviously, there is political risk for him, too, because people associate, whoever's in power with the strength of the economy.
By the way, we're up to four new reports in Washoe County and Clark County. So, the numbers are going up, but not dramatically up.
Yeah, one of the really interesting things is the question of how many people who have the virus are going to realize they have the virus and go get tested? Because, from what it sounds like is if you're 25, if you're 45, it's like, oh, I got the flu. I'm going to be home for a couple days. And you're not going to think, oh, it's corona. And that makes it really challenging. It makes it really challenging to understand the transmission rate, the mortality rate. But then obviously, you know, you're still symptomatic with coronavirus, and you can be spreading it. And then, the worst part is you can be, you know, asymptomatic for 14 days and still be contagious. I mean, that's terrible.
I guess my question is, for instance, the idea of closing schools, is that a wise idea? I mean, there is no better incubator for disease in our country than our schools. You know, you wonder why teachers are always sick, because they get everything from their students.
Yeah, I mean, I think that can be an appropriate action. If I know they were very concerned about, I think one of the people who tested positive in Washoe was a parent, perhaps, of a student, and they closed down one of the schools there for a bit. And I think that can be an appropriate action, is if you've got some specific evidence that there is a school at risk, shut it down. You know, just put it on pause for a couple days until you know that there's not going to be any more contagion going on. So I think that's an important tool in the tool belt.
Let me just ask you, as far as the testing, I know the Surgeon General said not everybody should be tested. But there's this question of, do we have enough tests out there? I mean, from the reporting that you've seen, do we have enough tests out there? I mean, if you go to your family physician, can you get tested?
No, we don't have enough tests. Absolutely not. I mean, part of this is the challenge of coming up with a test for basically a new strand of a virus. And then they botched the first round of test kits. So there's not enough tests. You know, the CDC, I think what they're trying to do is basically use the tests that are available in the best possible way, which is why, you know, they've been limiting who gets tested. You're always working from behind the eight ball with something like this, because, you know, you can go through exercises for contingencies like this, but you can't know, coronavirus number 19 is here and we better have all these tests ready and prepared for it. So they're scrambling.
Can you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we've got more presidential endorsements. Yeah. Let's see. Cory Booker is doing Joe Biden. We got Kamala Harris for Joe Biden. I mean, poor Bernie. Bernie's going to have this election stolen from him for a second time.
Burn it down, Bernie. Burn it down.
Feel the burn. We'll get to more on this. Victor Jake's going to stick around for another segment, so you stick around too. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Live and Local now.
And this is the Fox Business Report. On Wall Street, the sell-off continues amid coronavirus fears and after a production dispute between OPEC members led by Saudi Arabia and Russia sent crude oil prices, the U.S. benchmark, plunging by as much as 34%, the most since the outbreak of the 1991 Gulf War. Among the laggards today, major oil companies like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and BP. And some companies that are actually up today in a down market include Walmart and Clorox, because it's where people are stocking up on cleaners and hand sanitizers. And shares of Twitter are higher. The social media platform and activist hedge fund Elliott Management agreeing to a truce that will shake up Twitter's board but leave its CEO Jack Dorsey in place. The deal stops what was shaping up to be one of the highest profile clashes between an activist investor to oust a founder of a high profile tech company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Kathy Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The big sell-off swings continue on Wall Street, where the Dow was down by as much as 2,000 points at one point on worries about oil prices and the coronavirus. On Capitol Hill,
top congressional Democrats say a response to the coronavirus cannot focus solely on containment and a cure, but also impacts to families with added economic stress. A list of proposals from Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi includes enhancing unemployment insurance and food security programs.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Meanwhile, a cruise ship off the coast of California carrying some infected passengers just hours away from docking in Oakland.
Medical teams have already assessed the passengers and evacuated several over the weekend who do not have COVID-19. The rest will disembark here in waves. Those who are sick will be taken off first and hospitalized.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. America's listening to Fox News.
As Biden and Sanders fight to the finish.
Earth has been knocked down. This is your campaign. We are very much alive.
We're going to win because the people understand it is our campaign. Let's go on to the White House.
Six new states come into play with critical delegates up for grabs. Every person counts. Brett and Martha anchor special coverage with insight and analysis from our all-star panel. Tuesday, starting at 6 and 11 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. Democracy 2020. America is watching. Tuesday, it's a Fox News Radio Democracy 2020 special, hosted by Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, with key insight from Fox News Radio political analyst Josh Krausauer and correspondents around the country.
So get back up and take back this country!
From Idaho to Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington, all the latest info on all six primaries.
We are the campaign to defeat Donald Trump.
Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern. Listen live on the Fox News app.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. If employee retention is important to your business, regardless of size, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Ask about high-quality group health insurance plans. The number is 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Victor Jake's joining us the three-time-a-week columnist in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You have been a busy, busy boy writing on a number of different topics, in particular price gouging, which I find interesting as the people in California are still trying to sort out how Amazon was trying to sell hand sanitizer for $80. $80!
Yeah, my unpopular opinion of the month is that in times of crisis, businesses should price gouge. And the reason they should do this is not because, oh, they're being evil. They're taking all the money. Because, you know, and I think it actually, a hurricane is actually the time when it's really the most obvious. In this case, you know, if you can't get toilet paper at Costco, I will let you know that Winco still has toilet paper. You go to like Smith's, these places still have toilet paper. So we're not quite in that crisis. But if you get to a point where, look, you only got, 5 gallons of water per family and everybody's going to need water. What you don't want is you don't want some people going in and buying 50 gallons of water. And what happens is right before a crisis, guess what? Your demand for water goes up dramatically. And so if the prices stay the same, what will happen is the first people who get there will get more than they need, and the people who don't get there first won't have any, and that's not good. And what prices do, not to dive too much into an economics lesson, but prices aren't just what you pay. They're sending information, right? If the price of eggs goes up, if it doubles, you might think, do I really need eggs, or should I go get some bacon? Or can I find a recipe that doesn't include eggs? And so when prices go up, it's sending a signal to consumers that, hey, this resource is much more scarce, or the demand for this resource is much higher. And you've really got to think about, do I need it, or how much of it do I need? And so high prices are a really valuable signal in the marketplace. And we shouldn't be basically taking that signal away because we feel bad about people paying more, or price gouging laws making it illegal.
You also wrote about education. And this is getting more and more serious, the idea of funding of education. There are people that believe that we're not adequately funding education and all of that.
Yeah, so last Wednesday, a group called Educate Nevada Now filed a lawsuit basically saying the state isn't adequately funding education, the education is terrible, and they are asking the judicial branch to intervene. And now the first thing that should come to mind is, hey, isn't funding education and education programs a political decision? Isn't that decided by the legislature? Yes, that is true. But across the country, these liberal groups have basically been suing, trying to get the courts to intervene and mandate more funding. And what's so funny about this case is that Educate Nevada Now has been very supportive of the education programs that have been going on the last couple of sessions. And so they're trying to have it both ways. Basically, they're saying all this new money that we've been spending is good, but we still have this crisis that's like so urgent, we have to have the judiciary intervene. So hopefully the court system will kind of see through this and decide it correctly.
Okay, and who is the group again? And are they tied to a teachers union? Or
they're called Educate Nevada Now. They are the group that sued one of the groups that sued about education savings accounts. What's so funny is that, 5 years ago when parents said, hey, give us 60% of the money the state spends, that's adequate as long as we can control how it's spent. They're the group that said, no, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. And now they're saying, well, we need more money. Hey, guys, it's not the amount of money. It's how you're spending the money and who is getting to control how you're spending the money. But, liberals have an article of faith, at least some liberals, when it comes to education, that we just put more money into the broken system, it will fix the broken system.
By the way, we keep giving them more money. We give them weed money. We give them this money. We give them that money. Taxation from this fund, that fund. And it's still not enough.
Well, it never is. I mean, 5 years ago, we had the largest tax increase in state history specifically to fund education. 5 years ago, not 50 years ago, not 15 years ago. Although 15 years ago, we actually had the largest tax increase at the time to fund education. 5 years ago, we had a $1.5 billion tax hike, and now they're back out with their hands out saying more, 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 more.
More and more and more and more of the president in Southern Nevada. The president's coming back this weekend. Yeah, this is going to be big, the Republican-Jewish Coalition. And I think he's spoken there before, but he's going to speak there again on Saturday. And he's not the only one who's going to this Republican-Jewish Coalition conference. Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, all possible 2024 presidential wannabes. Is there something special in the water there, or why are all these politicians going there?
Well, it's an influential group, and you know, when you're running for president, you go around to these types of groups and you know, basically try and make a good impression. And you know, it's going to be an interesting race in 2024. You know, I hope selfishly that Nevada retains its early caucus or hopefully primary by that time status, and we get to see a lot more of these candidates.
Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, all in the last 24 hours endorsing Joe Biden. Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jackson, backs Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So a part of the African-American community is backing Bernie.
Yeah, a small part. I mean, Biden's great strength is with African-American voters. And, you know, it's really what saved his candidacy in South Carolina, which led to his big Super Tuesday victory. I mean, at this point, it would just be a stunning shock to see Biden collapse. I mean, it might take like a heart attack on the trail. He's always been very gaffe prone, but I mean, he is not looking well. You know, at least Bernie after the heart attack, right? Like, still look like Bernie. I mean, he's got like more energy than I do, and he's 78. And I mean, good for you, right? I mean, but Biden is just looks confused. He looks disoriented. You know, if someone said he's suffering from early onset dementia, I would, you know, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I can see that. All this talk about record players, okay, I can see it. So, but
here's a guy that doesn't know what state he's in. He doesn't know what office. He says, I'm running for the United States Senate. I mean, he doesn't know where the hell he is.
I know, and I think what's incredible is basically it's all priced in, right? He's very gaffe prone, so every time he keeps making a gaffe, it's just like, well, that's Joe, and he's going to ride that all the way to the nomination.
Now, electability is the big thing for Democrats. They want somebody that can defeat Trump, and they don't care what they believe. They don't care what the candidate says on the stump. They just don't care. They don't care. They barely care if the guy or gal is pro-choice or pro-life. All we want is somebody that can beat Trump. Is that really a good way to select a nominee?
Well, I mean, there are worse ways to select a nominee. I mean, they're rejecting the outright communist, so I'm going to take that as a positive. And you know, actually, I think Biden's weakness of being, you know, kind of old and feeble and perhaps losing his mind a little bit is actually a great strength, because he comes off as very non-threatening. You know, we've had Trump, we've had the drama, and a lot of it's been media created, but a lot of it's been Trump on his Twitter feed. And I think a lot of people are just like, look, the economy's good. Just sit there and don't mess it up. And I don't want to hear about politics for 4 years. And here's Biden, you know, barely alive. Guess what? He'll sit there, he'll keep the chair warm, and people don't feel like, oh, he's going to take away my health insurance. You know, and it's so funny is that he's very liberal, right? I mean, on the scale, he's very liberal. It's just Bernie is so liberal that Biden looks like the calm, sensible option. And so, you know, when Trump calls him Sleepy Joe, I actually think that works in Biden's favor, because basically what he's telling the American people is, you know, he's just going to sit there. And I think there's a segment of the American people that just want the president to sit there.
Wow. Victor, always good to see you, man. Always appreciate you coming in. And you have yourself a great week ahead, and we'll be looking for more of your stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and then we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Look forward to it.
Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, as we continue. Kamala Harris has endorsed Biden. Jesse Jackson has endorsed Sanders. Cory Booker has endorsed Biden. More to come on that subject in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. One of the things I like about the Sunday shows is when they have people on that actually know what they're talking about, not necessarily politicians, as Bill O'Reilly used to say, bloviating. Dr. Ben Carson was on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday, and one of the things that came out of their conversation was the fact that not everybody needs to be tested for the coronavirus. Not all of us need testing. This was Ben Carson yesterday with George Stephanopoulos.
This virus is like other viruses, should be treated the same way. So we have flu seasons that come up frequently, and there are certain precautions that you take during that time to make sure that you don't contract the virus. Bear in mind that there's a certain segment of our society that's particularly vulnerable. Those would include people who have underlying medical conditions and elderly, and particularly elderly who have underlying medical conditions. And so certain precautions should be taken. If we take those precautions, then we have much more ability to contain the spread of the disease. Also, it's very important for people to understand that the vast majority of people who actually contract the virus are only going to have flu-like symptoms or less. Many of them will be asymptomatic altogether. So, you know, there's a little bit of exaggeration in terms of what happens if you contract the virus.
That's not what I was asking. I think those are important cautions you mentioned right there. But is it an exaggeration to say that up to 100 million people could be affected? I'm trying to get a sense of your view on the magnitude of this possible crisis.
I think it's possible for large numbers of people. There's no question that more people will be detected as we do more testing. But you can look at worst-case scenarios, you can look at best-case scenarios. The thing that needs to be understood is that we are working very hard, looking at all the evidence on a day-by-day basis, making recommendations based on that. And we need to be working together, federal, state, and local health officials, and the medical professionals, who are very good in this country, by the way. And they're the ones who are making the determination about who needs to be tested.
Well, and there are questions about the availability of the tests as well. As the president has said, that anyone can get it if they want it. It turns out that it's going to be weeks before everyone has access to a test. And Governor Cuomo here in New York was complaining about the bottlenecks in the testing. Let's listen.
CDC is a bottleneck for this nation in doing the testing. You go to CDC, the tests have to go back to Atlanta, they have to do the test, they then have to send it back. I believe the CDC was caught flat-footed. I believe they're slow in their response, and I believe they're slowing down the state.
What's your response to Governor Cuomo, and what kind of assurances can you provide that tests are on the way?
Well, over a million tests were shipped out already this past week. Tomorrow, another 640,000 will be available. And those are only the ones that are being dealt with on a federal official level. There are also tests being created by the veterans hospitals, and most of the academic centers have them. So there are a lot of tests. But the key thing is everybody doesn't need a test. And that should be something that should be determined by the medical professionals who are administering the test.
There you have it. Dr. Ben Carson, smart dude. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by my friends at PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. And I suffered from my own chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my shoulder surgery. Did you know that? You don't have to live with chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA, 702-546-8767. In fact, I was at their grand opening over the weekend on Saturday. Had a great time. Mayor John Lee was there from North Las Vegas and all kinds of folks. We had so much fun. Call PIPCOA right now. Ask for Summer. She'll explain everything. 702-546-8767. One of the things that we've been following is all of this stuff about the coronavirus, what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing. Should we be panicking? Should we go to surgical masks? And the problem is that the politicians, I think, are making this thing worse. I really honestly believe that. And in fact, let's go to Governor Larry Hogan. This is cut five. He is a Republican governor of Maryland and was on with Chuck Todd yesterday. How do we take the politics out of the coronavirus effort?
There does seem as if politics is getting in the way of this a little bit. The president even took a shot at a fellow governor of yours on the other side of the aisle. Are you concerned that if it looks like partisanship is being invoked at the top, that it will just devolve?
Look, I think it's critically important, particularly in any kind of a crisis. I think clear, direct communication is critical. And I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle. This is not the first time I've been involved in crisis communication. Right after I became governor, we had the riots in Baltimore. Right. So, but being transparent, being direct, keeping the public informed with the facts, I think is critical. And I think it's not a time to play politics. So I sat down with all of our Democratic leaders in our state, with both U.S. senators, with talking with our congressmen, our local elected officials, the Speaker of our House, President of the Senate. They unanimously passed my emergency legislation in one day to give us the flexibility.
Right.
I had a long conversation with the Vice President last night. I was in the Situation Room with him and Secretary Azar, the head of the CDC, on Monday. We had 52 governors on a video conference across the nation.
Right. Are you concerned that the president may undermine the efforts of the federal response?
I think it was a really smart move for the president to elevate Vice President Pence to work across all the different agencies and to coordinate. He's a former governor.
Yeah.
He knows the governors are on the front lines, and he is doing, I think, a good job of coordinating everybody and communicating with us. And I think that's the way the messaging ought to go. Has the president been perfect in his communication? I would say he hasn't communicated the way I would and the way I might like him to. But I think the rest of the team has been doing a pretty good job.
Larry Hogan, who, by the way, is a Republican. Now, coming up, a guy that ran for governor, rode for governor, I guess you'd call it. He rode to every state or every county in our state, 17 of them, on a bicycle. He has ridden across the country on a bicycle. He is a problem solver. He's a small business guy. He is Jared Fisher, the owner of a number of small businesses, including Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. There are rumblings he might eventually run again. We'll find out. Because Jared Fisher will join us. Nothing is going to scare this guy away. Not the coronavirus or riding cross country. This guy knows no fear. He's fearless. We'll talk with Jared Fisher coming up next. Live and local now. There are a lot of ways to buy insurance. There's that annoying brother-in-law who sells insurance during holiday dinner. If you watch TV, it seems that every other cute commercial is about insurance. But is that the best way to buy insurance for you and your family? Of course not. Kevin Wall here for my friends at Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they can get you the best home, auto, business, and life insurance coverage and save you a ton of dough in the process. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. They can write business insurance and commercial vehicle insurance too. Find out how much money you can save on your home, auto, business, and life insurance. Call Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. That's 702-714-1060. 1060. Ask for a free quote or just stop by their office at 7390 West Sahara. They're open till 7 p.m. Find out how much money you can save at Castle Insurance Group.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.